From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, more Idaho Matters right now. When it comes to the Northern Lights, places like Iceland and Alaska are usually thought of as the best kind of spots to catch a glimpse of the famous Aurora Borealis. However, this evening, several states in the U.S. might, and I say might, have the opportunity to see the natural phenomenon thanks to a particularly strong solar storm. So joining us now to talk more about this possible sighting is Brian Jackson, Associate Professor for the Department of Physics at Boise State University. Brian, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. Good to talk to you.
Okay, so let's just start with the basics. What are the Northern Lights?
The Northern Lights are the effect of space weather, plasma from the sun, striking the Earth's upper atmosphere and exciting atoms in the atmosphere, which then fluoresce in kind of greens and pinks and reds.
And so what does it normally look like when we talk about the Northern Lights or the Aurora Borealis? You know, what would people be seeing?
The aurora are these kind of slow, gentle moving curtains of light suspended high in the atmosphere, the result of the Earth's magnetic field steering plasma from the sun toward the northern and southern poles. There's actually an aurora australis in the southern sky as well.
Oh, so there's different types of these auroras.
Well, they're both the same physical effect. They're just located in different places. So the aurora borealis is in the northern hemisphere. The aurora australis is in the southern hemisphere.
Gotcha. Okay. So as I mentioned in the beginning of our conversation, the northern lights are something that you usually see, you know, as I said, like in Alaska. I mean, very, very north. How common is it then to actually be able to see the northern lights like this from so many locations at once?
It's not that common, as you say. And the reason for that is that the Earth's magnetic field usually diverts this plasma from the sun, diverts these charged particles away from the rest of the Earth and directs those charged particles toward the poles. And so usually those charged particles end up near the poles of the Earth. And so you have to be pretty far north or pretty far south to see it. If, however, as we have right now, the sun is especially active, the Earth's magnetic field is not as easily able to redirect that material toward the poles. And so sometimes you can see it further north or further south from either of the poles.
Okay. So there's been a lot of media coverage about how the Northern Lights will be strong enough to see in Idaho tonight, as well as other places. I mean, I was reading in places like Minnesota, Minneapolis, I mean, really a lot of places in the United States. But now I understand that those predictions may have been pulled back a bit. So can you give us the latest on what you've heard?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the same as you that, you know, there were predictions that we might be able to see the aurora as far south as Boise, at least very, very close to the horizon on the northern side of the sky. It's difficult to make super accurate predictions about these kind of phenomena because the result of space weather, and as your listeners know, weather can be difficult to predict even in space. So we'll see. If folks want to observe the Northern Lights from here, the best options are to get out of the city where you're going to have less light pollution. You're going to want to get out from behind the mountains. The mountains are going to block the horizon. So you want to get out to where you can see the northern horizon. So those are the kinds of things you want to do. Will we be able to see them for sure? I wouldn't guarantee it. But, you know, if someone gets out under a clear night sky and gets to see the stars instead of the aurora, that's still a pretty neat sight.
Yeah. Well, so I'm thinking, I mean, you know, we have in Stanley, you know, the night sky. I'm blanking on the actual name of it, but it's I would think that would be a really great place to potentially see the Northern Lights tonight.
Yeah. So you might be thinking of the Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve.
Thank you. I knew you.
Yeah.
Knew what I was talking
yeah.
About.
So we have one of only two gold tier certified dark sky reserves in the United States here in Idaho. And that's a region between Stanley and Ketchum there in Central Idaho, where local, municipal, and federal agencies have all sort of partnered up to keep the night sky very dark. If folks want to head out that way to see the Northern Lights, honestly, that is probably the best place in the state to go see them. But for folks here in the Treasure Valley, it's a little bit of a haul. It's about a 3-hour drive. And if you've never been up that way, I would not recommend trying to get out there in the dark, because it can be quite hazardous to drive in the dark in those rural parts of the country. Here in the Treasure Valley, kind of in the Boise area, one of your best options might be to go down to Dedication Point, which is about 45 minutes southwest of the city. That's a nice spot to do some stargazing close to the city. But there again, it's, you want to be sure that you're familiar with the area, because it can be difficult to find in the dark.
So when we talk about the Northern Lights, Brian, I mean, and as we mentioned, you know, being able to potentially see them, you know, in the continental United States like this, it's very unusual. So when someone normally would want to see this phenomenon, I mean, I would assume you would need to make plans and hopefully, you know, travel somewhere to see this. And are they always visible, like in places like Alaska and Iceland, at certain times of the year?
Well, you can see the aurora when the sun is active and basically launching these streamers of charged particles at the Earth. It happens irregularly. It's you know, maybe every couple of weeks that you get really good, strong solar storms. Like I said, it's space weather, and so it can be a little bit difficult to predict. But the Earth is actually not the only place where we see aurora. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, all the planets in our solar system actually experience aurora of one type or another. So these are phenomena that actually occur all throughout the solar system.
And so if you're wanting to see them, what time of the evening it would be the best time to see the Northern Lights tonight?
Quite late, actually. It's going to be, I think, between kind of midnight and 2 a.m. is supposed to be the best time to see them. So again, if folks want to actually go see them, I recommend that they be very thoughtful about where they go. Make sure that any place they're going to go, they're very familiar with it. They don't want to be driving around in the dark, you know, particularly out in the dark sky reserve. So my recommendation is, yeah, make sure that you know where you're going. And then, you know, if you don't want to stay up that late, you know, there's still really, really lovely things up in the night sky right now. So you maybe go out after sunset and just, you know, have a peek and see the night sky. Maybe you see the aurora, maybe you don't, but you'll definitely see a really beautiful night sky this time of year.
And there's a lot of that having to do, as you talked about, with these solar storms. I mean, let's take the Northern Lights out of it. I mean, I think sometimes we just kind of forget to even look up and see the stars in the sky, you know, this time of year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Idaho is blessed typically with very clear skies in the summer. But as you know, one challenge with stargazing in the summer is that the sun goes down so late.
Yeah.
So you have to be kind of an intrepid stargazer to see things in the summer. But we do have some really just amazing skies. Even here in Boise, for a big city, we have pretty dark skies. This is nothing like downtown LA, where you can't really see anything in the night sky. So we're really fortunate. Yeah, I would just recommend, as a general rule of thumb, get out under the night sky and just really appreciate the stars.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, it's so funny. I have such great memories of being a little kid in Western Washington, and getting, you know, we'd put our sleeping bags out at night sometimes in the summertime, and you just watch the stars, and you'd see shooting stars, and, you know, you could pick out the constellations. I mean, it can be really magical, even without these, you know, Northern Lights phenomenon.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually entering a period of the calendar year when we start to get a lot of really good meteor showers. So coming up in the next couple of weeks, we've got some good meteor showers. So folks, yeah, keep an eye on the skies. You're going to see a lot of really neat things out there in the next couple of weeks.
Have you been able to see the Northern Lights before?
I admit that I have not seen the Northern Lights. Actually, living here in Boise is the farthest north I've ever lived. I grew up in the South, and so I've never really lived in a place where you could see the Northern Lights. This is the closest I've come.
So fingers crossed, right? That maybe we can see them tonight.
It would be really great. I think it's, as you say, it can be very moving to see things in the night sky. So fingers crossed we'll see them. But in any case, like I said, you've got a lot of really great meteor showers coming up over the next several weeks. So there'll be a lot of things to see in the night sky, even if you don't see the aurora tonight.
Well, I have to say, I don't think I'm going to make it to midnight to see them. So if we do see them, I will be bummed that I didn't stay up, but it's probably not a possibility on my end. I want to thank you so much for your time, Brian. Thanks for talking to us about this and giving us an update on whether or not we might be able to see the Northern Lights. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.